Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. On the show today, Tony Knopp, the business of sports. Lots to talk about because where is it right now? The NBA has done keep their name in the spotlight. Hard to get a read on how popular the... Because in Canada, it did very well, but Toronto is not an American metered market. The U.S. Open corporately was at Pebble Beach. What did that do for the sport? Where's Major League Baseball right now? We're going to talk a lot about the business of sports and the Women's World Cup. And we'll talk to him about that as well. Next for the U.S., by the way, will be Sweden. So all that and more coming up. It is, as I've mentioned many times, the segment that thoroughly and completely depresses, at this point, Sean, you may fill in the blank.
You know who down the hall. Former producer of this show.
He always mentioned that he felt like it took away his image of sports. That it took away the fantasy of...
Everything's all lollipops and rainbows.
Sports, in a lot of ways, are more popular than ever. But they're also at a point where how much further can they go? And despite the fact the economy is booming right now, I don't think it doesn't take a genius to say that. You got 3.6% unemployment. Wages are up, which means the potential for more spendable income. Now, some people are spending that spendable income on sports as part of their entertainment. But are we getting to a point with TV contracts, for example? Traditional TV has now changed. And we're going to talk to Tony about this, about the traditional TV model, where now I sit down and I negotiate with the TV entity CBS. I sit down and negotiate with the TV entity ESPN, and I carve out either an over-the-air deal or a combo over-the-air cable deal. Not easy to do. These negotiations are never easy. But the question is, and let's start with the Big Ten. When the Big Ten's contract is up next in 2022, what's the viewing landscape look like? How will you be consuming your media? Will you be consuming your media on a device? Will you be consuming your media on a TV? Will you be consuming it with satellite? Will you be consuming it with cable? Will you get your device on a smart TV and watch it off the device off your smart TV? And can you get enough money that can make a difference for the people that are your franchises or your universities? The NFL is going to have to negotiate this. The NFL is in a very powerful spot. They're doing extremely well. When Roger Goodell took over, they were a $9 billion business. Right now, they're about $15 to $16 billion, and his stated goal is to get to $25 billion. Well, part of the formula of getting to $25 billion would be lucrative television contracts and the lack of a labor stoppage. And even the NFL cannot afford, in other words, people, you know, after a while, your consumers don't like labor stoppages to the point where then they become very start to become disenfranchised. I can find something else to do on Sundays. Well, you want to make sure that they don't find something else to do on Sundays. You want to make sure they find you on Sundays. That you are appointment TV. I mean, that's what you're looking. And if they have a labor stoppage, now that changes. Possibly the attitude of the viewer, a.k.a. your consumer. And your consumer means everything to you in any business. I don't care if that's Brewer's Outlet. I don't care if that's Sunbury Motors. I don't care if that's Purdy Insurance. Bowen, whatever it may be. Your consumer means everything to you. And if you get to a point where the consumer now thinks there's a better alternative, let's take a big example, a huge example. What if, for example, there is a work stoppage at Walmart? Let's just say that happens. And suddenly you start shopping at Target. Walmart solves its problem. But you become very comfortable at Target. Problem. Sundays. No football. I enjoyed the college games yesterday. It was great. I'm going to go to the park. I'm going to go play golf. I'm going to take my kids someplace. I'm going to cut my lawn. Suddenly it gets to the point where, yeah, football's back. I really like going to the park. I like going to play golf. I like cutting my lawn. That last part's not true. But you start finding other things to do. You can't be so cocky about your sport, your enterprise, that you start to think they can't live without you. And that you can mess around with the consumer base to the point where the consumer base that you're saying to yourself, oh, they can't live without me. Yeah, they can. There are a lot of forms of entertainment now. I got used to going to the movies on Sunday. Been some good ones out lately. Last few Sundays, my wife and I have gone to the movies. There's no NFL on, so I was like, hey, let's try this. Yeah, we like it. The NFL's back. I think I'll still go to the movie. That's what they have to worry about. That's why the work stoppage thing becomes a far greater issue than maybe they even want to admit. Because you don't want to be the one where they sit back and say, I can live without it. The NBA's avoided this. Major League Baseball is a perfect example. There are a lot of people since 1994 that never came back. Never came back because they had too many work stoppages along the way. And finally, after work stoppages and, I don't know what. I know they had one in the 70s. They had one 72, 81, briefly in 85. I mean, then finally they had the big one in 94, but they shut the whole season down, no World Series. And they said, people sat there and said, you know what, that's it. We've had enough. The Dodgers at one point had 32,000 season ticket holders. They got down as low as 8 after the work stoppage, after the strike. 8,000. I think now the Dodgers might be at 14,000, something like that. But you can't be the one that has people sitting there saying, that's all right, I got something to do. And you also can't be the organization, it's... Like, for example, Baltimore. What are you doing in Baltimore to win fans? What? What are you doing? What are you doing in Pittsburgh to win fans? I mean, now they're talking about trading Corey Dickerson because they're thrilled with Melky Cabrera. I mean, the same Melky Cabrera whose best year that wowed everybody turned out that he was suspended for PEDs? That guy? Yeah. I mean, sometimes you're going along in a bad way. The St. Louis Blues are a perfect example. They had the worst record in the NHL. Fewest points in January. They ended up winning the Stanley Cup, so sometimes patience is needed. But there are other times that people could sit back and they could tell. They say, you know what? I don't like what I see. I don't like what I see at all. So Tony Knapp and I will talk about all this and more. It's like the Indy driver, the suit picks all the time. And then when the guy's backing up in the pits, and that really is the best move he's made all day, that's not good. Did you tell the suit that Brent Beiler, that his call at the end gave him chills?
I forgot to, and that's on me. That's my fault. I was hoping to see him yesterday once our show was done, but he had vacated the building at that point, and we had meetings this morning. He had a meeting, I had a meeting, so we haven't talked all that much today. Kind of busy. But I will next time I see him.
I was wondering why you seem so calm. All right. Like, boy, Sean seems so relaxed. All right. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Great to have you with us on the show today. Brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Tony Knapp on the show in the final half hour. Jessica Marksberry next half hour. You see, Mike Shannon, we're going to hear from him on the call of the day, but Matt Carpenter last night had a bunt double because they shifted on him. So they had a bunt double. I read a really interesting article on The Athletic, and it was discussing Dakota Hudson of the Cardinals. And no, he did not pitch here. How, even with the shift on, he was pitching outside and low and outside. Yadier Molina's calling the game. And that runs counter to what you think they would be doing. The shift is on. So let's just say it's a left-handed batter. Right? So the shift's on. You get three to the right of second base. Now, the idea is they're going to pull it. And he's pitching several pitches low and outside. And Molina and Hudson both explained, said, look, you just go out and pitch. You're just supposed to pitch all the time. He said, set up pitches, sequences, things like that. But what they've discovered is 44% of the time, these guys do not go with the pitch. Is don't go with it. And that's not the way some of these guys hit. These guys are all about launch angle and pulling the ball. So when a low and outside pitch, they are still trying to pull the ball because that's what they're being taught to do. The batting average in that situation is 172 on pitches low and outside or outside. They're still being pulled, and those that are pulled end up being a 172 batting average. Is that amazing? I don't understand why more guys, and look, all you got to do is do it four or five times. Bunt the ball. If you drop down four or five bunts, over a 3-game span, guess what? They're not going to shift on you anymore. They can't. It doesn't matter if your base hit is to center field on a line and a frozen rope with an exit velocity of a billion, or whether you bunt it down the third baseline and beat it out. What's the difference? Other than, yeah, the other one looked better, it's still a single. And you're still on, more importantly, on first base. You're on. And that's the part I don't get. Well, we'll hear Carpenter. We'll hear Mike Shannon's call a Carpenter's bunt double. That's the part of the game I don't understand. Go the opposite way. Drop down a bunt. You know, you dictate what the shift is instead of having the shift dictate you. You can change up the next 10 games by dropping down a couple of bunts tonight. How you're defended. I understand launch angle. I get it. Part of launch angle is to beat shifts. So I get that part. I watched the guy, you know, it's obviously you're talking about minor league baseball, but Carlos Soto's a left-handed hitter. The first two games of the season, I watched him get 3 base hits. You know what all 3 had in common? They all were the opposite field. Now, I'll sit there in the booth and I'll see a shift on where you've got the shortstops. It's let's just say a left-handed hitter again. Shortstops to the right of second base. The second baseman's really about maybe 10 steps into shallow right field and the first baseman. And meanwhile, the third baseman's way off the line at third. And I keep thinking over and over again, why don't you bunt? Like a foreign concept. Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
It's been a great spring at Sunbury Motors Kia, and they want to keep the strong momentum going into summer with the Summer Sticker Sales Event.
I want to see you in a Kia. Sunbury Motors Kia.
Summer is our favorite season, and you'll agree with these great deals. Lease a 2019 Kia Forte LXS for just $199 a month for only 36 months with $1,600 total due at signing. Save over $6,000 on a 2019 Sereno LX, now just $27,301. There's $5,000 in savings on a 2019 Kia Sportage, now only $21,901. Plus, get 0% APR financing for 66 months on select 2019 models. And all Kias come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, making it the best summer ever at Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Financing through KMF. Lease term is 3 months. 10,000 miles per year. $1,600 total due signing or equivalent trade. No security deposit required. Tax and tax extra. Offer expires 6/30/19. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to Kia.com.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Next hour will be Tony Knopp on the business of sports. A lot to talk about with him. Women's World Cup going on right now. Did a great place to hold it, France. Great place. Love the game. Yet women's soccer, which, by the way, in this country, there's a real groundswell for women's soccer. There's no getting around it. But you know where there isn't a great groundswell for it? Brazil. Brazil likes it, but it's not loved. Marta, of course, is their star. But in Brazil, it's like, now men's soccer, ooh. Brazil goes through the roof. Well, in this country, you have men's and women's golf. We're going to touch on both topics with Jessica Marksberry from Golf Magazine. Jessica, it is also always a complete pleasure to have you on the show. It means a lot that you take the time to be with us.
What a lovely intro. Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure for me to be on with you guys.
Well, appreciate that very much. Gary Woodland won the U.S. Open. A lot of people may not know him personally along the way, but it doesn't take long to figure out. He does have that reputation of being one of the really nice guys in this tour, doesn't he?
He sure does. And, you know, it's funny because obviously there's a lot of stories going around about the viral video of him with a lovely Amy from the Waste Management Open,
yes.
A young girl with Down syndrome. And, you know, that was several months ago, and it was such an emotional and kind of big deal at the time. And then for that story to have this continuation now that he's won, and just his relationship with her and the way he talks to her, I think I saw a quote, I think it was from a sports agent of some kind, I can't remember his name, but he said, you know, that video alone probably is worth 10 years of social media posts that Gary would do on his own as far as showing the public what kind of guy he really is.
Well, in fact, he FaceTimed her in the media tent when he was done with the media. I mean, to do something that important to one's career and then in that moment remember somebody else, that tells me about the kind of guy he is.
For sure. You don't hear a bad word about the guy. I mean, he's been a respected player for a good number of years at this point. And really, he was one of those guys that I would say even, you know, 6-7 years ago, we thought would kind of be the next big thing on tour. Didn't really happen to him until this past week, and now he's a superstar.
The U.S. Open goes to Pebble Beach. And to me, Pebble Beach is to the United States what St. Andrews is to Scotland. Mm. At least that's how I look at it. The USGA has been criticized in recent setups from Chambers Bay all the way to what happened at Shinnecock last year. This time there was nothing said. What does that tell you about Pebble and also what the USGA has learned?
Well, it's funny now, the only criticisms that you'll hear from people from last week is, it was maybe a touch too easy. But you know what? The conditions were so ideal. Every day was the same, high of about 58 degrees, marine layer in the morning, wind no more than 10 miles per hour. There's just not a whole lot you can do if the wind doesn't blow at Pebble Beach. And I think maybe they took a page from the R&A playbook and just said, you know what? We're going to set up the course and let the players go. And if the winning score happens to be 13 under par, that's okay. And I thought it was just fabulous. John Wood, who caddies for Matt Kuchar, he contributes to Golf.com's Tour Confidential on a pretty weekly basis. He's pretty good about coming in every Sunday. And he thought it was A+. From top to bottom, he said the setup was perfect. It rewarded you for good shots, punished you for bad shots. It was fair for everybody. And I like to say, you know what, before you criticize the USGA, let's take a look at the leaderboards of the past few years. No complaints. It's been a really exciting Sunday for the past handful of years, even dating back to the most criticized Open, Chambers Bay.
Yeah.
You can't argue with that leaderboard. That was a very exciting final round for sure.
Right, when Jordan Spieth's beating Dustin Johnson and Jason Day's fighting back spasms and he's in the thick of it, that's a great leaderboard. When you talk about the setup there, what I also heard was this. When the winning score, I think Woodland was 13, I want to say, in the end. And what I kept hearing over again was crowds were cheering. Well, crowds cheer because of birdies. I mean, let's face it, they're going to go to Cromwell this week, okay, and there are going to be a lot of birdies. But that's what, you know, it was exciting because people were cheering birdies. That's what they want. I mean, you and me sitting there going, great, Phil hit it out of bounds again. I mean, I'm sorry. That's not as exciting.
I could not agree with you more. It reminds me of the very first time I got to attend the Masters. And it was right after they kind of, not necessarily tiger-proofed it, but it was after they lengthened the course, and it was playing really, really tough. And I remember being so excited to sit out on Amen Corner in the grandstand there. And I was there for, I got really sunburned, I remember that. I was there for several hours, and there was nary a birdie to celebrate. All we wanted to do was clap for someone,
right.
And the players were just being tortured, coming down 11, rounding the corner to number 12, and I thought to myself, that's not what it's supposed to be like. You're supposed to be on your feet and, you know, hoping to see putts dropping for birdie. So I totally agree with you. I think that's what fans want to see. We want to see eagle opportunities on 18. We want to see birdie attempts and those putts rolling in. So I love it. I absolutely love it.
The Open Championship will be next among the majors, the last one for this particular year. It was first held at Royal Port Rush in 51, and they had 8,000 people on hand. Mm. Well, this year, ticket sales of 190,000. They've already sold it out. Okay. What can you tell us about Royal Port Rush in Northern Ireland?
Well, I can tell you that it is one of the most prestigious courses in Ireland proper, whether it's Northern Ireland or the mm-hmm. Republic that you're talking about. People rave about that place. And it's just, in my mind, fantastic timing because you have such strong players from with Northern Irish ties. I'm thinking specifically about Graham McDowell, who's had an incredible career resurgence in an attempt to make sure he's in that field. You know, that's his home course. Brooks Koepka has a tie to Royal Port Rush. His caddy is a Port Rush local. And, of course, you have, you know, probably the most famous golfer from Northern Ireland and Rory McIlroy. So to have such a strong contingent of Irish players who are going to get to play an Open Championship on home turf, I think it's such a cool story. I'm really, really looking forward to it. And the course itself is such a story because it's just stunning from the pictures that I've seen. I haven't been there yet. My husband is actually, he's from Ireland.
Yes,
he's done
that.
A couple trips. Yeah, he's done a couple trips with some of his members at to various golf courses, both in Southern Ireland and in Northern Ireland. And he said that course is the best he's ever played. So that and Royal County Down. He said it's a close it's a close race with those two, but especially as far as Northern Ireland is concerned, it is the top.
The greens fee, by the way, is £205 per player. So if you'd like to play it, it is £205 per player.
And if you think about it, kind of reasonable compared to Pebble Beach.
Yeah, Pebble you need a loan, but you can play it. Now that's at the opposite end of Bethpage Black, which is, I think, well, I want to say 70 to go play.
For New York residents, it's especially inexpensive, maybe $20, $30, $40 more, I think, for an out-of-state player.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a true muni at Bethpage.
This is the year they've decided to go with this format of players, Masters, PGA, U.S. Open, and then the Open Championship. In other words, each month, March through July, has a big-time tournament. Now that we've seen it and watched how it's been playing out, Jessica, what do you think of the new format?
I love the pacing. I think it's made the season seem a bit more condensed and exciting. I kind of love the ramp-up from, as you said, you know, April Masters, May PGA, June U.S. Open, July British Open. I mean, the major season is done in just a few weeks from today. That's incredible, and I like it. I do think going forward it will be interesting to see how the PGA Championship survives when we head kind of to, you know, Oak Hill,
yes.
Rochester in May.
Yes.
Might be a little bit of a question mark as we look ahead on the schedule. But as far as the pacing of the season, the desire to kind of stay away from NFL coverage and let golf have its own spotlight, I think is a fantastic decision. It's been really fun this season.
Yeah, no, it really is. It's giving you something to look forward to in the sport each month.
Mm.
How do you feel about the health of the sport at this particular point? And I'm talking about from the person that goes out in the weekend all the way up to the professional level.
Well, as far as us in the media are concerned, the fact that Tiger won the Masters been so huge. Anytime Tiger is playing well, I think there's greater interest in golf across the board. People are excited to see what he's doing. At the recreational level, I think it's been probably kind of flat. I don't think it's necessarily been shrinking, but growth is still a huge priority for all the stewards of the game. I know both the PGA of America and the USGA are still working really hard on Grow the Game initiatives, and especially when it comes to women and juniors. I think women are seen as probably the greatest growth potential in the game right now. And so there's a lot of, you know, great things with Women's Golf Day that we just had earlier this month. Biggest Women's Golf Day ever, I think, in the last 4 years. So that's certainly very encouraging.
Yeah, I mean, no question. And let's face it, the U.S. Women's Open, you know, Hank Haney made his comments, which, you know, were ill-advised and made everyone say, what the heck are you doing? What are you talking about? How do you feel about the state of the LPGA right now? And did it help the LPGA, at least in terms of perception, that, for example, Lexi Thompson went out and won again?
Yes, we had Lexi, we had Brooke Henderson.
Yeah.
You know, those are two huge superstars on the LPGA Tour. And I was lucky enough to attend the U.S. Women's Open this year in Charleston.
Yeah.
And it was phenomenal. The quality of talent out there is incredible. And I think, you know, a lot of people responded to Hank Haney saying, you know what, Hank, come out for a tournament. Have a look at what these women are doing out here and see if maybe you might be interested in the game, because that's generally all it takes. You go out, you watch once, and you realize, you know what, I can relate to their games a little bit easier than I can relate to what I see on the PGA Tour. They're super friendly, super engaging. You know, you can get really close. Generally, you're not battling the crowds like you would be at a PGA Tour or a men's major championship. So I cannot sing the praises of the women's game enough. It's an awesome experience. I encourage everyone, if it's local for you, check it out, because it's a great day.
And yeah, you know, I covered the U.S. Women's Open in Lancaster, and I want to say in 15, and
the crowds were massive.
Massive crowds. Not only massive crowds, but exactly the players were exactly what you said, precise, great games, and then when you had a chance to talk to them, first class people.
Yes. And the ropes, you know, you get so close. It's kind of like the Champions Tour, the vibe in a lot of ways. I mean, the interaction and the proximity that you can get to the players is completely different than what you see in the men's game.
Always a pleasure, Jessica. We really appreciate the time that you give us very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Jessica Marksberry, Golf Magazine. Final half hour, Tony Knopp will join us on the business of sports. We'll take a break. Today's show brought to you by our good friends at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf on News Radio 1070 WKOK. I know a lot of you think that is that's Billy Joel. That's actually the suit at the holiday party. We were kind of blown away by it.
Yeah.
Then he sneezed, and then we realized it was a player piano. So, I mean, it's just... I don't
then I had to break into a jet lane. It's like, no, that's REO Speedwagon. And ironically enough, they had one of the coolest album titles in music history. You can tune a piano, but you can't tune a fish.
Great.
Great REO album.
Great. Let's see.
That ranks right up there with another terrific album title from the 70s, Joe Walsh, before he joined the Eagles. He had a solo album in 73. The Smoker You Drink, The Player You Get.
Yeah.
Rocky Mountain Way on that album.
Manny Machado, by the way, gets a one-game suspension for making contact with an umpire. The Major League Baseball Umpires Association is furious. They say it is a slap in the face. And he was suspended one game after arguing a called third strike with Bill Welke. And Bill Welke is one of the better umpires out there. the Facebook page for the Major League Baseball Umpires Association said one game, one single game. What kind of precedent is that setting? It's not okay to throw a temper tantrum and physically touch somebody of authority just because you don't agree. Violence in all workplaces is not tolerated, period. Machado denies that he made contact with the umpire and said he's appealing the one-game suspension and fine. We have our case, and we're going to wait to see what the appeal comes back with. We always have the right to argue balls and strikes and give our opinion on it, Machado said, who, by the way, has been hot at the plate. Baseball umpires called it, quote, a disgrace. Said Major League Baseball has to always lead by example in all cases of violent behavior on and off the field. With that being said, the Major League Baseball Umpires Association is extraordinarily disappointed in Major League Baseball for its disciplinary inaction handed down to Manny Machado. Machado has been hot of late, but he's hitting .261, but has 13 home runs and 39 knocked in year one of a 10-year contract. It is such a slow day, by the way, that on ESPN.com, one of the lead stories is Harrison Barnes of the Sacramento Kings is going to be a free agent. Okay? I'm looking at the needle. It's not moving. It's not moving at all.
I haven't heard that name in a while.
You probably thought he retired.
Yeah.
The Phillies play Washington tonight. 6:30 the airtime, but then they would be in the spot tomorrow because of last night's rainout. So we will have no show tomorrow. Oh, it's not.
Why do people get so happy?
I don't understand why people get so happy.
A lot of people that weren't happy was waiting till 10 o'clock till they finally called that game off last night, but it was sometime between like 9:15, 9:10 when the heavy rains were finally going through that area of Nationals Park.
Right. All I know is it poured here today.
Yeah, I was getting a major downpour at my place this morning. It was like 7:30, 7:45. It was raining to beat the band.
Yeah.
And no end in sight till probably Friday morning. We may have another round of strong storms come Thursday afternoon.
It's amazing.
This is nuts. It's like last summer all over again.
I don't mind rain because, I don't want the grass to burn out. You know, and of course, if we go more than 48 hours without rain, you've got some weather forecasters saying, you know, it might be a drought. You know, they cry for help.
Yeah, but now for me as a homeowner, weeds. I hate weeds more than ever.
I know.
It's nuts.
Well, I've got a game tonight at Williamsport.
Ah, the Sawbuck series back underway.
Mm-hmm. And then they're here the next two nights.
Yeah, a good tight ball game there Friday night to start the season.
Seven errors.
Ew.
But get this, Williamsport, since that game, hasn't made an error. Since that game, Williamsport has not made an error. They made seven in the opener. Have not made an error since. So credit where credit's due. But that will be tonight at 7:05. Good to see Gabe the other night. Gabe looks like he's doing really well. Gabe does a great job. Gabe Sinacropi up there does a great job.
Oh, am I going to talk about an absolute fixture there at Historic Bowman
yes.
Field for 25-plus years. He gets it done every year.
Nah, hard worker, class act, just good person. Daniel Jones, first-round choice of the Giants, was shown on the Jumbotron at Yankee Stadium. And as soon as they showed him, the fans booed. Yeah. Welcome to New York. Now, he wouldn't have been booed in Philadelphia unless he dressed up as Santa Claus. Now, I saw Stefan Wisniewski today, by the way. I saw a lot of people today. Saw Sean Clifford, Pat Freiermuth. Steph's doing really well. Loves his new deal with the Eagles.
Your station for news, weather, business, and CBS Sports Radio. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and on WKOK.com.